Thank you, Jesus.
This is Danielle Munizzi.
Thank you, Jesus. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of not really understanding the love that God has for us. It's so many times in our lives that we look at our situation, our circumstance, the challenges that we have, the experiences that we go through, and it put us in a place of fear. The Lord has been dealing with me about that for like the last 4 or 5 days. He's been talking to me as I lay in my bed. The Lord wants us to understand that fear is the sole source of misunderstanding. We don't really understand that fear is bondage. We are afraid of too much stuff for absolutely no reason. If we understand the love that God has for us individually, I ain't talking about a whole now. I'm talking about individually, that there would be absolutely nothing in this world that we'll be afraid of. We would not be afraid of loss. We would not be afraid of stuff being taken. We would not be afraid of love, somebody loving us or rejecting us. We would not be afraid that we're not accepted. We would not be afraid. See, the fear of these things have a tendency of tormenting us inside of our thoughts and in our minds. And that's what bondage is. That's what bondage is. The thing that he's been talking to me about is love and fear. We really don't understand the magnitude and the depths of the love that God has for us, towards us, by simply sending his son Jesus, that we may be able to understand and even be able to live a fearless life. But we don't. We don't. We don't. Because we're afraid of not having enough money or not getting enough, or afraid a bill or utilities going to get shut off, afraid ain't nobody going to love us, afraid somebody cheating, afraid somebody hating, and afraid we afraid of even not knowing what's going to happen next. So that put us in a place of bondage, and it put us in a place of torment within our own selves. Fear. Fear is the root cause to misunderstanding. And if you do not understand the depth and the magnitude of the love that God has for us simply by sending his son Jesus, that we do not have to be entangled or return unto bondage of fear anymore. I'm going to prove it to y'all today. I'm going to prove it. Because as the Lord shows us, teaches us, and allows us to experience things, he is perfecting that love inside of us. He has to perfect it inside of us in order for the fear to go away. And the only way that it could be perfected inside of us is if we go through certain other things, or experience certain other things, or different other challenges happen. The name of the sermon today: love's perfection. I will not fear. Love's perfection. I will not fear. Dear God in heaven, I'm coming to you and I'm standing in a gap for each and every last one of us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you know each and every last one of us. You know us name by name. You number the hairs on our head. You know what we need and even what we don't need, God. You know any and every situation, circumstance, every challenge, every problem, and every experience, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that has put us in a place of degradation and even segregation. You know any and everything, Father God, that we have even experienced in our lives, God, that has caused us to go into a place, Father God, where we do not even want to be, Father God. And that's that place of fear, God. That's that place of the unknown, Lord, because when we go into that territory, Lord, it's not familiar to us, and because it's not familiar to us, Father God, it causes us to be tormented in our minds and in our hearts, Father God, and we do not want to be in that place of fear. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will put coals of fire on my tongue and burn up any and everything that's not like you, that I may speak only the oracles of you, God, that your people may come into an understanding, Lord, that fear is of the devil and it is not of you, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as your word go forth, God, that we will understand the magnitude of your love for us, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will leave here, Father God, with a different perspective and perception, Father God, and that thing called love, knowing that fear, Father God, was succumbed when you died on the cross. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God. Oh, my mind, little Okosi. Complete the work that you've begun down in the inside of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be weary, that we will not faint, Father God. I'm asking you right now to touch each and every last one of us individually, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to open up our understanding on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we could be completed and whole inside of you, Father God. Oh God, I'm asking you right now to be in our midst on today and keep your angels in here, Father God. Rest in here. Sit and inhabit in this place on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you like we never needed you before, Father God. I'm asking you to expound your word and give us your understanding and the revelation of your word on today, Father God, that we will not be stuck. Father God, we will not go into that place of confusion, and we will never, ever fear again. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Love's perfection, and then it's a colon. And then, I will not fear, with an explanation point. We are afraid of so many different other things inside of our lives. We got to first understand what love is. We don't really understand what love is. We think we do because of our mother, our father, our sister, our brothers and relationships, husband and wives. They say, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. But do we really understand what love is? What is love? I'm going to tell y'all what the Bible says love is. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The Bible says love suffers long and is kind and it does not envy. It is not proud, it don't vaunt itself, and it's not puffed up. It ain't none of that. It does not behave itself unseemly. It's not concerned about only themselves. I'm going to read it. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, which is love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not and is not puffed up. So we're not going to be puffed up. Do y'all know what puffed up is? So you know how you tell a kid to do something and then they get puffed up or they stomp their feet or they get to doing all this. That's being puffed up. Love ain't got nothing to do with that. And don't we do it to one another? We do it to one another, and it ain't even got to be a kid. Grown folk do it. If somebody tell them something or something is said or done, we be puffed up too. Love ain't got anything to do with that, because we are misunderstood within our minds and in our thoughts. So it does not behave itself unseemly. So you're not going to be disrespectful. You're not going to be out of character. You're not going to be arguing and screaming and hollering. That this is all what love is. Seeketh not her own, and is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. So it ain't gonna be easy for me to get mad at you, even though you mad at me and you trying to make me mad. You understand what I'm saying? Because I got some kind of love down inside of me. I'm not only worrying about my own self, but I'm worrying about everybody else too. You know, it ain't just gonna be about me and Maz. You understand what I'm saying? We don't rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. We bear for all things, believeth all things, hopeth for all things, and endureth all things. Love never fails, you guys. Love never fails. Why do you think the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins? How many times our love fail towards one another? Because you can do something to me, and I can forgive you for that thing that you did to me. Somebody else can come and do the exact same thing that you did, and I won't forgive it. Is that love? I can't have no respect of persons when I love. Listen, love's perfection. What is perfection? It's the quality or state of being very accurate. Are we accurate in love? Are we? Do we point the finger or wag the head or say who we gonna love? The Bible says love don't think evil. So why do we think evil towards one another? All because we mad. Why do we feel like we want something bad to happen to somebody? All because we ain't getting our way, or things ain't going the way that we want them to go. See, the perfection of love is being accurate. Is that accuracy? No. Love's perfection. A colon, and then it says, I will not fear. Fear is an uneasy emotional state of mind, usually over the possibility of an anticipated misfortune or trouble. Let's go to 1 John. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. We're going to talk about love's perfection. See, because in us provoking one another concerning love, it's because we are afraid that if we don't say this thing or do this thing towards that person, then they are going to retaliate and say this thing or do that thing. Is that not a form of fear? We call it grudging and vengefulness, and it's all that. But I'm going to prove something to y'all. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4. And we're going to start. First John chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God have to us. We know it, right? We know he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that we would not have to die in our sin. We know he loved us so much that he did not want to destroy us again, like he did in the days of Noah, that he wanted to give us another chance. We know this, right? But do we really know? Do we really know? Listen, herein is our love. I'm going to start at 16 again. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Is we really? Is it? Because we know how Jesus was in this world. And so if he dwells down in the inside of us, is we got that kind of love that's going to have compassion? Even when we see that person is erring towards us or around us or doing certain other things intentionally to hurt us? Is we really going to have mercy on somebody because they stole something from us? Is this the kind of love? See, because this is the kind of love that's supposed to dwell down in the inside of us, because we know and believe the love that God have to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect. This is how your love is made perfect, that we may have boldness in their judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So why are we afraid of somebody cheating on us? Why are we afraid? Why are we afraid if somebody is rejecting us? Why are we afraid? See, because all these things, let me tell y'all. Romans said, this is what Romans chapter 8, verse 15. This is what it's saying. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So, if Jesus came, that we are loose from fear, then why are we allowing ourselves to... Don't y'all know that fear is a spirit? It said it right here. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Now, let's go back to Timothy. I mean, 1 John. Let's go back to 1 John. And he said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear have torment. 2 Timothy. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. So if God has not given us a spirit of fear, why are we returning back until the spirit of bondage again to fear? Why am I afraid? Why am I afraid that people ain't going to accept me for who I am? Come on, somebody. Why am I afraid that I'm not enough? How many times you just say, oh, I ain't enough for them because they think, or I ain't. Why am I afraid that I'm going to lose my job? Why am I afraid that they going to do this, or that they going to do that? Or why am I afraid of what I don't even understand is next? Why am I afraid that... You look at your bank account and get scared. What? You in a situation and your heart beating fast because you ain't got no control over it, or you can't do nothing about it. What are you afraid of? What has you so afraid? That Let's go to the book. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power. He gave us a spirit of power, the spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. What is soundness? Exhibiting or based on through knowledge and experience, marked by the ability to withstand stress without structural damage or distortion. So, for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power. So, if he given me power, then why am I afraid? I'm not going to be afraid of what you think that you can do to me, because I got some kind of power, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So not only do I know that you are against me and trying to do something towards me, you may be trying to defame me, talk about whatever it may be, I got some kind of power inside of me to make me have soundness in my mind that I'm not going to think, believe, or trust that you can do absolutely nothing to me. Power and love. So, do I really understand how much he loved me? He loved me so much that he gave me power that I may understand his love, that I am more than a conqueror. So I got soundness in my mind, and I'm not going to be discombobulated in my thoughts, because I got a shutoff notice. Because he loved me enough to let me know that I am your provider. And if you cut my lights off, you may want me to be in the dark so that I can see your light while I'm in it. I'm not going to be afraid of losing that job. Because you said that you are my provider. You may be just trying to teach me to have soundness in my mind that even if I get fired, my rent's still going to get paid. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to have soundness in my mind to know that you are my shield and my buckler. Because I know that you love me like that. You love me so much. Until you say you ain't gonna never leave me, so I'm not afraid to be by myself. I'm not afraid of what nobody else say or do towards me. Because I know you are there. Why? Because you're my confidant. You are any and everything that I need you to be. I'm not going to look at my bank account and be afraid because it's not where I want it to be. Why? Because I know the earth is yours and the fullness is there and everything there dwells there. And baby, y'all do know money made from trees, right? How about he give you an inheritance of nothing but land full of trees? And somebody trying to buy from you. And you don't even know it. You. See. Everything that's inside of this earth belongs to God. Every precious jewel comes from the earth. Did y'all know that? The deeper you go down into the earth, the hotter it gets. And the more substance form the rubies and the gems and the diamonds and all that. Y'all know I used to love geology, right? The rocks. They are valuable, but it comes from the earth. There is absolutely nothing that we got to be afraid of. I ain't got to be afraid that I'm not. Okay, listen to this. The Bible says that it's not good that man should be alone. Okay? He didn't say woman, he said man, right? So if it ain't good that man should be alone, it's somebody that wants you, right? So why are you afraid of being by yourself? I mean, think about that. That is so logical. If he said that it ain't good that man should be alone, then somebody won't you. You know? So why do we walk around and we think or believe of, oh, I'm not good enough, or I'm not pretty enough. Now, baby, the ugliest person in the world got somebody loving them. Did you hear what I'm saying? I done seen the finest people, the finest men. I'm like, what the? And they love that ugly woman. They love that ugly man. Did you hear what I say? There is always. Why do we be afraid that we are not going to be recognized? I was looking at the House of David. It's on Prime. And so as I was looking at that, it was one thing that stood out to me. And the very thing that stood out to me was the Bible, the scripture in the Bible that says that your gift will make room for you. Now, he had never been heard of before in the walls of the castle where the king was at. But because he was out in the world and in the land, somebody said something that allowed his gift to make room for him, because he was a singer and he could play the harp. And then he was able to. So you ain't got to look for nobody to come and pat you on your back because of something you did, or something you doing, or something you think that you are doing. Because your gift gonna make room for you. How? Because that gift that you is using, whether it's a talent, whether it's something God using you, guess what? Somebody gonna say something. These entrepreneurs, come on now, am I? Somebody gonna say something. Oh, I know somebody who could do that. I know somebody who good at doing that. I know you ain't got to walk around, well, I do this and I do it, and if it wasn't for me, so that's why you ain't recognized, because you're proud. And you think that you're that, and you ain't this. You, I mean, he got a way of letting you know. But the love of God towards us, the love of God towards us makes us be in the soundness of our mind that we ain't got to be. Stop being discombobulated in your mind about stuff. Stop letting your emotions cause you to go into a place or do a thing that you think or believe it should be done, all because of what you think. When God got something way his thoughts towards us is way beyond what we could never imagine, y'all. I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to write down any and everything that you think has caused you to go into a place of fear. Any and every individual that put you in a place of fear. Any and every substance that got you. What are you afraid? You afraid of not having the money, or I ain't got this for to do this, or I can't do this for to do this, or I'm not going to do this. Fear. Fears of the devil, y'all. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. He gave us a certain amount of power that it activates the love inside of us from him, that we could have soundness in our mind, and absolutely nothing can shake that. Nothing should be able to shake that love that God has for you inside of you, because it don't shake him. He says nothing will separate his love from us. Absolutely nothing will separate. Now, he gonna hate that sin you do, but that does not mean he don't love you. Are y'all following me today? I want y'all to write down all that stuff. It causes you to think and believe. Love can only be perfected in your experiences and in you knowing. It can only be perfected in your experiences and you knowing. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt within yourself that God loves you like that. He loves you like that, baby. That it's going to give you some stability in your thoughts. No matter what challenge you have, no matter what experience you go through, no matter what nobody say, no matter what you see, no matter what you hear, no matter what you in, baby, that assurance inside of you that you know without a shadow of a doubt, I know God loved me. I know he loved me so much until he got me here, and he got me here for a reason. So the reason why he got me here, I don't know. But whatever it is, I want you to open up my understanding that I may be able to understand it, Lord. That I won't lean to my own understanding. And then I won't be doing stuff all out of character. I won't be acting unseemly. I won't be pointing a finger, wagging a head, or being evil towards one another. I'm going to act right, Lord. I'm going to love right, Lord. I'm going to think love. I'm going to walk love. I'm going to talk love. I'm going to be love. I'm going to be love because I'm going to give love. The Bible says, what you sow, that shall you reap. And if you sow in love, baby, it's a guarantee you're going to reap it. I am going to do just what you say do, Lord. I'm a love, Father, the way I love my own self. And I know I love my own self. I may not love my own self the way that I'm supposed to, because I have not entered into the perfection of it. But what I do know is that you are going to teach me how to love. You're going to perfect that love inside of me, so that way I'll be able to forgive the unforgivable. I'll be able to accept the unacceptable. I won't be holding on to no grudges, because I love. You said it's long suffering in love. I may have to suffer, but I know I am still loved, even in the midst of my suffering. So I got to make sure that I'm being loved by not just myself, but even by the people around me. And even though they may not be able to love me, right, Lord, I know you're going to teach me how to suck that kind of love, because they don't know how to love. Perfection of love. Love's perfection. No, it may not be easy, baby. But we'll get it by and by. Yes, we gotta forgive. Or God ain't gonna forgive us. Yes, we gotta be kind. The Bible says love is kind. As soon as we get mad at somebody, we acting all ugly and discombobulated. We don't know how to be kind to one another. Somebody say something to us and then we get it. We're a mess. We act unseemly, not just with our verbiage, but we do it with our gestures. We do it with our perceptions. We do it in our thoughts. We do it all kind of ways because we don't want nobody telling us nothing. But don't you know that somebody always gonna have to tell you something at every angle in your life? I don't care how grown you get. Somebody's going to always tell you something. That's just the way it works. Love's perfection. Love's perfection will make us whole. It'll make us whole within one another. Because when that love is perfected down inside of us, we'll be able to understand the actions of others that don't even understand love. We'll be able to understand that stuff. So after y'all write all that stuff down, please put it on the altar. Put it on the altar. After you put it on the altar, stay up there and start praying for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. We need your love, Lord, to be perfected in the inside of us. Thank you, Jesus. That we will not be afraid. Every child in the sanctuary, get on your knees, please. Because we finna start praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We pour out our hearts to you. We declare that we need you. Somebody say, I need you. I need you. I won't make it without you.
Thank you, Jesus. God, I'm asking you to touch us all today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we cast all our cares at your feet. We're giving you every problem, every worry, and every concern, Father God, that has put us in a place of fear, that had put us in a place of degradation, of segregation, God. Even if it's not for ourselves, Lord, we're carrying it for somebody else. We're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can handle it and that you can fix it. We're giving it to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you love us like that, Father, and you gave us power and soundness in our minds. So as we give these things on you today, Father God, we're not going to allow our emotional status, Father God, to put us in a place of not thinking or believing, Father God, that you are not able to do those things that you have already spoken. Oh God, we're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask, think, or imagine. So I'm asking you to touch each and every individual here on this altar, God. Every prayer that we put on the altar, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will consider them. Oh God, consider them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be afraid, Father God, of what other people think or what other people may say. Oh God, we do not have to step in nobody else's shoes, but we can only walk in our own. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to release us from the bondage of fear. Release us, that we will walk in your truth and in your holiness and in your peace, God. I'm asking you to help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the only one that can do it, God. Can't nobody else do it but you. Oh, God, we carry so many things, Lord. There's so many things that we hold in the inside, God. And there's so much stuff, Father God, that we have not brought to the forefront, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want nobody pointing a finger or wagging their head. We don't want nobody saying certain other things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, but right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're coming to you and we're asking you to help us to be emptied out. We're asking you to help us on today, Father God, and lift up this heavy burden, that we will not continue to carry these things, God, that we have no control over. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives, God, that we will not be open up our understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can complete some things in you, God. Oh God, give us that peace that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not go into that place of fear, God, all because of what we see or what we hear. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to tear down the walls and the barriers on today, Lord, that causes us to go into that place of fear, Lord. I'm asking you to pull them down on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may understand that your love is true, that your love is real, God. Oh, mama, little local shining like I see. There is nothing, Father God, that you have not already did for us, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today, God, as we shake off all this stuff, as we release all these things, as we give you all these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want to keep holding on to it, Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us even now, God. I'm asking you to help us even now, God. Help us even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my mind, in the local shut, in the lacasia. Give us your strength. Give us your hope. Give us your peace on today, Father, that we may have confidence in you, Lord. Not do it without you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah is the highest praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah is the highest praise.
Cover your people and comfort us on today, Lord. Fear would not cause us to be slaves to it. We don't want to be slaves to it, Lord. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
And we seem to.
For you know each and every last one of us by name. You number the hairs on our head. You know the things, Father God, that causes us to be distorted and distraught in our thoughts from what we're going through, God. I'm asking you to stabilize our mind on today. That we will not fear, Lord, even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. I got to play this song. Because fear is not what God designed us to be, you guys. We don't have to be afraid of what's next. We ain't got to be afraid of what people saying. We ain't got to be afraid of that. Fear is not our future. We will not be enslaved of that. We will not fear. Because God's love is being perfected in the inside of us. And that perfected love is going to cast out that fear. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I remember when me and my children were sleeping in my car. I just threw up my hands. I said, Lord, I'm not going to even be afraid of what. I'm just going to put it all in your hands. I got to trust you.
He's not done with what he started.
I know you love me enough. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor they see you begging bread. He provided. He made a way. Just by he shows us that he loves us. But a lot of us need to be taught even the Lord so that we will not fear. All because we ain't got the money we think we need, or we looking at our bank account, or we don't know what's next. Or it ain't no. He wants us to have confidence in him and not that job, not that individual, not that person, not that circumstance, not that situation. We be afraid for other folk that we can't even fear for our own selves. I'm telling you. I be so afraid for my son, y'all. I'm telling y'all. I be so, but I know. I know God. I will not be enslaved to it, because I know the Lord loves like that. And in spite of them, him, her, I don't give a rat's tail what any of us is doing. He says his love will not be separated from us. And he gave us power. He gave us enough power that we ain't got to think fear. We ain't got to be afraid. So that fear do not enslave me and I don't lose a night's sleep. You got to speak it over your life. I will not be afraid. I'm not going to be afraid of this or afraid of that or this. Because sometimes enslaved to. And if we hold these things in and never express them, they ain't doing them but piling up. And that causes resentment. Where's the love in that? So sometimes we just have to let it all spill out. We have to let it all spill out. Touch today, Lord. We have to release some things and let go of some things. Because that fear causes torment. It'll torment you in your mind, or what you thinking somebody's saying, or what you thinking they believing, or how you thinking that they gonna act, or when you thinking that it'll torment you, or what you think that they gonna say next, or how that's torment. We would not be enslaved to that today. We got to release that stuff. Oh God, touch your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We try to be so modest and we try to put on our big girl drawers. Or it's a man thing. Come on, y'all. Oh God, help us, Lord. Help us that we may release these things and give us the wisdom that we need in how to approach you. Give us the knowledge that when we do approach it, the wisdom will be activated. And then give us the understanding that we will not lean to our own understanding. Lord, help us on today. That when we see these things, as we experience them, Father God, that you are teaching us how to perfect love within us. That you governing over us, Lord. That you helping us to see clearly. As I anoint your people, Father God. Some of us need to get our priorities straight. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord.
Exodus chapter 14 captures God's people on the verge of a new horizon.
We will not be afraid.
They made their exodus
on what's next, because we don't know what the outcome gonna be. Or how it's going to happen, or when. No, we ain't going to allow ourselves to be in that place of bondage. No. That's bondage. That's bondage. Within our own self, it causes torment in our thoughts. When we trying to do right. Trying to be right. Trying to be. That's bondage. God is not a no. Touch us today, Lord, as we shake it off. Come on, y'all, shake this stuff off. Shake it off. As we shake it off and we give it to you today, Father God, because we don't want to hold on to this mess. We don't want this stuff to be attached to us, so we're going to detach it today and cast all our cares at your feet, because we know that you care for us. You told us to come and give you all this stuff, so we're giving it to you right now, God. Because we know that you are able and capable of handling it. We're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we want to be able, and we've been waiting on you to change some things. We're waiting on you to fix some things. We're waiting on you to move some things, God. We giving it all to you right now, Lord. We will not be afraid. We will not be afraid. We will not be enslaved to fear. But we giving it all to you right now, God. Because we know that you can handle it. Father God, touch us as we give you this stuff. We carry things for other people. We holding on to stuff, God, that got us in a place of degradation and segregation. We're afraid of everything what's next for them. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Through your love's perfection, God. He said, love suffers long, Lord. We've been suffering, God. But you said that if we wait on you, we're going to soar. You're going to give us wings as eagles, God.
And begin to give an exit.
Strengthen your people, Lord.
To sickness.
Strengthen us on today, God, that we won't be afraid even of what the doctors say. We're saying goodbye to fear today. Just say goodbye, fear. We're not holding on to no more fear, y'all. Our confidence is in God. He said, by his stripes we heal, so I believe I'm healed. I believe that. Jesus, Jesus. He called it about Hoshanidabababa. He called it about Hoshanidabababa. He called it about Nidalokoshia. Oh God, we crying out to you today, God. We won't be enslaved to absolutely nothing but the freedom through your blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, speak that over your life.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, touch each and every individual here today. Touch us in our hearts and even in our minds, God. See about your people. That your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives, God. Do it even now, Lord. In your son Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We holding on to too much, y'all. I hope y'all wrote all this stuff down. You may be seated if you want to. I hope y'all wrote all this stuff down. Anything that causes you to be fearful, anything that causes you to be afraid, anything that got you in that place of segregation or degradation, any of that stuff.
I don't know.
God is giving you a new normal. Who am I talking to? God is giving you a new normal. You're not your mama. You're not your father. Just because they died from it doesn't mean you have to die from it. Just because they struggle with it all their life doesn't mean you have to struggle with it. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. I'm not going to be sad all my life.
There's so many times in our life that we don't understand that even when we cry out for somebody else, that God hears us. That God hears us. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he wants us to intercede for one another. That's what intercession is for. We be so worried about our own sins. But that's what love is. Love is when you're not just thinking about your own self. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We don't understand the magnitude of love is long suffering. But you know you can suffer for a long time just for the sake of somebody else. Touching agree on behalf of this show, daughter. You know any and everything, God, that she holds in. Everything that she's releasing unto you right now, Father God, take those tears and turn them into laughter. Give her peace, Lord. Oh, my mercy. Oh God, do it, Lord. Because only you can. We can do absolutely nothing without you, God. And we need your help, Lord. Like we never, ever needed it before. Cover us and comfort us, Lord. Cover us and comfort us, Jesus.
Him, I want to pray like Jesus. Pray like Jesus.
Let us understand, Father God, that any and everything that we're going through is the perfecting of that love that we have in you, Lord.
So pure and holy.
Oh God, help us, Lord. Even now, I want y'all to write down all that stuff. If you need to write down something that causes you to be afraid, write this stuff down and put it on the altar. Afraid of losing a child. Afraid of not being. being accepted, afraid of not being loved, afraid of rejection. Any torment that's in your mind and your thoughts, anything that torments you, write it down and put it on the altar, you guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It was crazy when we went to film.
Thank you, Jesus. Potter,
being at the actual place.
God is so gracious towards us. He wanted us to understand love's perfection. I will not fear. We ain't got no reason to be afraid. Of absolutely nothing, not having, not getting, losing, or not that we ain't got to be, because our confidence it rests in God. It rests in Him.
And I'm getting ready to run. I may run. I don't know.
Thank you, Jesus.
He puts this dirt, this lump of clay.
Thank you, Jesus.
It doesn't look like anything. It doesn't look like it's worth anything. And He takes this powder and He throws it forcefully on this table. And I'm watching Him. He said, okay, you do what I'm doing. I put the clay on there. So He said, no. He said, you got to throw
it on there. God is so gracious towards us.
He said, because it has to stick. And you can't just passively just throw it on there. He said, you got to push it. He said, you can't hurt it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be what you want it to be. Just throw it on there.
Thank you, Jesus. God loves us so much. He wants us to know that even when we feel like He ain't there, He is there. Even when we don't see His hand moving, baby, He moving. It's just in the dark. Because if He did everything in the light, baby, you are probably messing up because you trying to do His job. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We come in agreement with what you're saying for all our lives on today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. After y'all write that stuff down, don't put it on the altar. Don't put it on the seat next to you. Don't ball it up in your hand. Put it on the altar. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yep. They say, when you was walking up here, you say, tell her she finna get something new. Jesus. Thank you for the new, Lord.
Because I'm messing
thank
up my
you, God.
It looked easy.
He said, you've been just waiting and just been waiting. It's coming, baby. It's coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And I messed up my first ball. And I said, so what do we do with this clay?
Thank you.
Since I messed it up, I said, do we throw it away?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I said, do we throw it away? I've already messed it up. Do we just put it in the trash can? He said, put it in the trash can. No. I said, where is there any?
It's already getting better for you, baby.
He said, Todd, if we bake it, put it in the fire,
throw
it on the ground, crush it, make it into dust. A real potter can take what other people would throw away and make something out of nothing. And I need somebody to know tonight, I don't care how broken you are, I don't care how messed up you are.
I thank God for his word. Come on, somebody. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Come on, you guys. Thank you, Jesus. God is so gracious towards us. He knows just what we need. The part of the perfecting of love is long suffering, and then we got to wonder, why? What the world? Oh, but it's perfecting that kind of love that he wants us to have. Thank you, Jesus. I hope it was something said on today that helped you to understand love's perfection. I will not fear. We ain't got to be afraid, y'all, of absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because our confidence lies in God. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys. Anybody need any envelopes? Raise your hand. Get some envelopes and pass them out for you. He does so much for us. Jesus. Some people that gave me their offering during the week. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. That kind of love he got for us. Remember, when that fear try to overtake y'all, y'all got enough power inside of y'all to cast it down. Even if it's fear for somebody else. Even if it's afraid for somebody else. Because some people ain't got enough sense to be afraid for themselves. Jesus.